Have you followed?
Doesn't sound good.
Amongst all the stories happening, we are now 2 weeks away from the beginning of the Olympic Games.
Hard to believe it's that close.
The 5 millionth Olympiad, or whatever it is. I always tell you, and nobody seems to remember what the number is, nor care.
Rio de Janeiro.
It's going to be in Rio, and well, I think that's the problem, isn't it? I think that's really become the issue.
Well, Zika is the least of their concerns, it turns out.
It is. Jordan Spieth, the golfer, just said he's not going.
The top four ranked golfers in the world are not participating.
Right. They're not going to risk the Zeke.
The Zeke. That's right.
That's their whole thing.
Yeah.
They don't want anything to do with this. And then we have there's a lot going on here, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's water problems.
You've got sewage backing up in some of the Olympic venues.
There's crime problems.
You have police officers who are quitting and stopping, not working at a time when crime is kind of on the rise over there.
And not only they have that, they've got the police are going to the airport holding signs in many languages that read, "Welcome to hell."
That's not good. That cannot be good. And they're 2 weeks away.
Washington Post's Dom Phillips is in Rio de Janeiro covering this story. And I guess, Dom, the question is, how bad is it?
Well, you could come to Rio and walk around the streets on a sunny day like today, and you might be wondering what all the fuss is about. I think the problem is when you look at some of the areas that you're talking about, if you look at the pollution that's in the Guanabara Bay, where the Olympic races are going to be held, or the reports of super bacteria off Copacabana Beach, you look at the crime problem that we have in Rio, and you're absolutely right about the demonstration of striking police and firefighters that's been at the international airport recently. They've been out there about not getting paid. The state government of Rio has recently declared a financial crisis. It's had to have an emergency bailout from the federal government. So there certainly are a lot of problems facing Rio at the moment. The mayor of Rio, Eduardo Paes, gave an interview for the Guardian newspaper, Britain's newspaper, which is now making news in Rio today, in Brazil today, because he said this was a lost opportunity for Brazil to show the best of itself. So there's always a certain amount of tension and gloom before and worry before Olympic Games start, but this does seem particularly tense, yes.
I remember that because I covered the Olympics in Greece, and I remember it was the first 9/11 Summer Olympics, and there were so many concerns. Will Greece be ready? How will they secure the crowds? Will this be, will people even want to go because they don't appear to be ready, and the security breakdowns that might happen? And it turned out to be a wonderful Olympics, and I was sorry that so many people had this negative impression going in. Does it feel as if that's possible here, that they would turn things around and might go off fine? Or are there too many issues?
Well, I think one thing to remember about Greece is it had a terrible impact on the Greek economy afterwards. There are people that blame the crisis in the Greek economy on the Olympics, which happened, and the vote over whether to leave the European Union or not. I think it's worth remembering, but it is a good point you're making, and I think it's worth remembering that there was a lot of concern before the 2014 World Cup. Mm-hmm. There have been street protests here in Brazil. There was a lot of concern. A lot of the venues were very late. There were concerns over whether Brazil was going to be able to pull that off or not. It did. It was a huge success. And the disaster that happened was actually on the soccer pitch when Brazil lost to Germany in the semifinal 7-1.
Right.
That's the disaster you want to see.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Having said that, Rio does have a strong record of putting on big events, from United Nations environmental conferences to the carnival every year, which is one of the biggest street events of the year, to the 2014 World Cup final, to the 2013 visit from the Pope, where there was a mass on Copacabana Beach for more than a million people. So I think the chances of it probably will go okay, provided nothing goes wrong, such as a crime incident. I mean, within the Olympic areas, we're already seeing troops on the street, and there's going to be 85,000 troops and soldiers on the street. So within those areas, I don't think there's going to be that much street crime, because we've seen this before in Rio, where they put a lot of security on the streets for big events.
Well, I think
street thieves are not going to come out and deal with that. But having said that, it's very difficult to call. The hope is that it will all go okay and that this pressure is all just on the run-up, yes.
Well, it's interesting because, as you're pointing out, they were able to pull off World Cup. Now, it's a very different size event. It's a huge world event, but it's in terms of numbers of people and numbers of venues, probably mm-hmm. more importantly, it's much smaller than the Olympics, because the Olympics, people don't realize that there are so many venues. You know, even if you had 6 or 8 stadiums going as you did for the World Cup, you still have you have dozens of venues going for the Olympics, and it's a harder thing. It's placed in other parts of the Rio de Janeiro metropolitan area, that, and some of which have had problems with crime, but more importantly, I think this is what everybody's freaked out about, sanitation and, of course, the mosquito situation. What are they doing to address those twin problems?
Well, on sanitation, they're not really doing anything. They had a promise to clean up the Guanabara Bay, the mouth of which is where the sailing races take place. That just basically hasn't happened. They're supposed to clean up 80% of the sewage flowing into the bay. They haven't really hit 50. That's a huge problem because some of the poorer cities going around the bay, it's quite a big bay, it's about 300 square miles, just don't have sanitation. So having said that, they've really failed on that. They failed to clean up the lagoons in front of the Olympic Park. They've kind of cleaned up a little bit of the lagoon where the rowing takes place. So on sanitation, they've really failed. There is one project around the Deodoro area in North Rio, which is where the second Olympic hub is, which has put a new sewage network in for tens of thousands of people, let's say tens of thousands of people the last time I looked at those numbers. But on sanitation, no, it's not a very good situation in Rio. Having said that, if you're in the south of Rio, if you're in the tourist areas, if you're in a nice hotel, maybe you're not going to see too much, but maybe you are going to get a smell if you are going near the bay to see the sailing
rink. That sounds terrible. What does it smell like? Have you been close to it?
Sanitation is a problem. They haven't been able to fix it. It's a huge problem. It's not a vote winner. It takes a lot of money. There's a lot of corruption in Brazil. They just have failed to deliver on that. On Zika and the mosquitoes, they're mainly betting that there won't be much mosquito activity in August. And there probably won't if you go by 20 years of dengue results. Dengue is a disease carried by the same mosquito. So there probably won't be. And there have been some studies suggesting that's likely to be the case. They've done some prevention work. They've visited a lot of buildings in Rio to try and educate people to not leave still water in their houses, clean still water where the mosquito likes to breed. they have seen the numbers go down. So there is still a risk, but it's a much less of a risk. One study, for instance, put the risk at 3 in 100,000.
Well, you're there. How do you feel about it?
Getting Zika, you know, which is not that high if you compare to during Carnival in the summer months of February, where the same study had an almost 99% of you being bitten by the same mosquito.
Oh, and now I'm not going to Carnival. I wasn't anyway, but no. Now I'm really not going to go. What is the now? You're there. Do you have any concern about that?
About Zika?
Yeah.
Well, I know a few people that have had Zika. The problem with Zika is if you're a pregnant woman and then, you know, you run
or you're,
whatever chance it
or
is.
Or you're carrying male and you plan to have a child.
Or if you're, you know, if you're married to someone or you're planning to have a child. Personally, I'm not planning to have a child, and I'm not a pregnant.
Don't get too
woman,
personal, Dom. You seem uncomfortable. I'm not planning.
He doesn't
not
want
that
it.
I know of.
This man's a journalist. He doesn't want to be the story.
Hey,
he wants to tell the story.
Hey, those athletic. I mean, I don't know. Those parties after the Olympics are a lot of fun. I know that for sure.
Yeah,
there's some cross mingling that goes on.
450,000 condoms to the athletes.
Right. Well, that's true. Well,
that's got to get out there, right?
Well, they always say, you know, they're young, they're in shape, they're very virile.
They have fantastic parties.
Yeah, apparently they do. Anna's going to tell us about those after the break, apparently,
sure.
What happened in Greece.
Mm.
It apparently did not stay in Greece.
Well, it does.
All right, Dom, thank you very much. Appreciate it, sir.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Dom.
He's had enough of us.
Like, right.
Did you hear that?
I thought it was strict reporting here. Didn't want to get personal.
About halfway through, what the hell are those people doing?
I thought it was my job to make people uncomfortable.
I know. I think we did your job for you right now,
yeah.
Violetta.
Yeah, that's poor Dom. Poor Dom.
Did a nice
Washington Post, Rio de Janeiro correspondent. Okay.
He'll be coming on again.
Never at the earliest. I'm going to tell you, though. I mean, would you want to be down there for this? I don't want to be down there for this.
I would not. And I think it's a total honor to cover the Olympics. I had a chance to, and it's like, wow, that was amazing. And it would be awesome just to go see an Olympics and bring your family or friends or whatever. And, boy, I think I would pass.
Yeah.
I think I would.
Hell yes. I would be passing out if they told me I had to go. It's nothing but Zika and poo water. I mean, who needs that? It'll be fun to watch on TV, though, when the people act like they're, like, you know, they're gritting
their
teeth.
They don't smell it?
Yeah, that was great.
Oh, no problem.
No. Get people walking around in beekeeper outfits. That's what I would be doing.
Oh, gosh.
It's bad enough that we have to go to the conventions, let alone the Zika.
Yeah, that could
I'm
be
I'm not
going to
catch
dangerous.
A Zika there. I might
Mm-mm.
catch a bullet, but not the Zika.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There's other slime at the convention,
yeah.
too.
Hey, wait, what's in the river? Feel it if I had a medic. WGN traffic travel spots.